Detroit's Downtown Convention Center, the TCF Center, is Michigan's first field hospital for COVID-19 patients. The first 25 patients are expected to arrive today. The Army Corps of Engineers has it set up to accommodate up to 1,000 people, but that will require a large medical staff at a time when many hospitals in southeast Michigan need more nurses and other workers to deal with the surge of coronavirus patients. Michigan Radio's Will Callen has been looking at that issue, and he joins me now. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Doug.
Let's run through some basics about the facility itself. How is the field hospital there supposed to fit into the overall response to the COVID-19 outbreak?
We know that the hospitals in Detroit are currently crushed with COVID-19 patients. This is why a couple weeks ago, Dr. Janae Khaldun, she's the state's chief medical officer, she announced this load balancing plan, which would transfer, say, overflow patients from a Beaumont hospital to, you know, maybe a hospital in Calhoun County that had a few extra beds. So we can think about the TCF Center as just a giant overflow hospital. I should also note that these beds, they're for non-critical COVID-19 patients. Those are patients who need oxygen but not a ventilator.
This week, the director of Michigan's Health Department said the Department of Defense would help staff the TCF Center. Yesterday, Governor Whitmer announced that FEMA would provide some of the first healthcare workers on site. How many workers will it take to staff the field hospital, and where will those people come from other than the federal government?
Based on FEMA procedure documents, 1,000 infectious patients would take around 600 medical workers. Some of them will be volunteers. About 10 days ago, Governor Whitmer put out a call for volunteers, and so far 16,400 have responded. Not all of them are medical workers. Not all are even public health professionals. A lot are just able to provide community service, which is great, but it's not going to fill the needs at a place like the TCF Center. And they're not able to commit all of their time necessarily. They could be working between 4 hours a week and 12 hours a day. The state is also working with private staffing companies that are going out and recruiting nurses. And, you know, I've spoken with a few nurses who have said that they and their colleagues would definitely be interested in picking up shifts at the TCF Center.
And that would be in addition to whatever work they're doing at their regular facility?
Yeah, that's right. So whether the nurse is part-time or full-time at the regular facility, they can still pick up extra shifts, and they can pick up those extra shifts at the hospital they normally work at if they want, but it's probably going to be more lucrative at the TCF Center, which is offering crisis rates, you know, sometimes as much as $20 more an hour. And, you know, I heard from not one nurse that nurses are going to follow the money.
Will, who is going to be paying all the people who actually end up working at the TCF Center?
Staffing support is coming from multiple agencies. There's also public assistance funding available through FEMA. And because the TCF Center it's being run by the state, so many of its operations should be eligible for that public assistance.
This is clearly a major project, multiple agencies, lots and lots of logistics to work out. What is your sense of how that's all playing out?
So you're getting a lot of people in places like the TCF Center who are working together for the first time. I talked to Matthew Seeger at Wayne State University about this. He is an expert in crisis and emergency risk communication.
The crisis is a bad time to make friends. It's better to make friends before the crisis and having exercised or worked through procedures and, you know, scenarios so that you have those established in advance is a much better idea.
You know, Seeger did also mention to me that he has faith in our ability to, you know, coordinate creatively and solve problems. And, you know, we're seeing this in some places in Michigan, whether you have community organizers setting up food drives or MSU researchers building on Stanford University studies to disinfect personal protective equipment. But when it comes to the staffing, you really can only get so creative. You need the workers, you need these people to be here. And, you know, at this point, it's not clear if we've found all of them.
That's Will Callen reporting on the staffing plans for the field hospital at the TCF Center in Detroit. Will, thanks.
Thanks, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.